What's up, soap suds, and welcome to the... I'm not doing the intro that way.
You didn't give me a warning as if you were starting.
Yeah, well, you gotta be on your toes. You gotta be ready.
You gotta be on your toes.
Are you ready? Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. Soap suds, what's up? Damn it!
It's okay. Okay, just take your time.
The words are hard. All right.
It's okay. Take a deep breath, okay? You got this. You can do it. I believe in you.
All right. Soap, sup, sud, soap, people. Damn it! I just don't think I... Can you just do the intros from now on?
But, really?
I don't want...
I can?
This is embarrassing, okay? This is really embarrassing.
It's okay if you need time to, like, adjust.
Okay,
to
I'll
it.
Do
it's...
one more try.
Okay.
I'll do one more try.
Okay.
And then if I don't get it this time, I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, I'm actually going to try.
You got this, Manny. You got this, Manny.
The fitness gram pacer test is an anaerobic. It's a high capacity test.
You suck.
We've been trying to reach you about your car. Can you imagine if someone tried to contact you about your car's extended warranty through a podcast intro? A botched podcast intro? Can you imagine how terrified that would be for, like, if I was to say something just like, your 2012 Ford Elantra, and there's somebody out there that's just like, what?
How? Someone out there who has that Elantra is like,
just had heart palpitations. The idea.
La prueba de marque pasos fitness gram es una prueba de casi.
What? Can you speak Spanish? What?
A little bit.
Since when? When was that
a thing? I've been learning it.
When did you?
Grade.
Hold on. When did this get added to the frickin' Bubs lexicon? Like what? The lore Bible? How?
I tripped up on the last few words.
I don't know. You had me convinced. I thought at first you phonetically memorized, like, the we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty, like, Spanish option.
No, it was fitness gram pacer test in Spanish.
Oh, my gosh. The fitness gram pacer test is in high capacity.
La prueba de marque pasos fitness gram es una prueba de capacidad.
I'm not going to lie. When I hear you do that, I expect to hear, like, imprimo nueve or something like that to say, like, press two for Spanish. Okay, can we do the intro now?
Okay.
All right.
What's up, soap suds? You.
Thanks for joining us here. I am your host. I'm your co-host, Mr. Manimator, but you can call me Manny. I have a YouTube channel, and that's it. Go find me, like me, subscribe me. I need attention. And then my co-host is Bubs. Hi, Bubs.
That's me. Hey. You can find me on Twitter at BubbleShell, or you can find me literally fucking anywhere else at ShellBubbles.
Her IP address is 192.5.
I don't even know what an IP address is!
Elmo makes a return.
There he is.
There he is again. It's freaking Elmo.
He's great. It's freaking Elmo. He's gurgling a beer.
Do you think Muppets can drown?
No. I think they can sink, because if water gets in them too much, they sink.
Is there an underwater Muppet?
Is there? I have no idea.
Are Muppets monsters?
There are Muppets, and then there are Muppets monsters.
Muppets monsters.
Because Elmo is a monster.
Elmo's not a monster. He's an Elmo. I don't understand why people are saying he's a monster.
He calls himself a monster. That's why people
say
that.
He's a monster because of his alcoholism, but, like, he himself...
He's a monster because of the sins he's committed.
He's a monster by the sins he committed in the eyes of God, but...
But he's not a monster, IRL.
Why did he go to confession?
beautiful sense.
He just cuts to him walking out of the confession booth, and like the priest on the other side just like walking out with just the most white face, like doesn't even know what to say. Just, he burns the confession booth because he's just like that. That's it. That was the final boss of it's confession. Like,
Jerry, we need a new confession booth.
I don't know why.
Neither one is soiled.
I don't know why, but I just imagine like. Do you think it would totally be possible for a confession booth with arms and legs to be an Elden Ring boss? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Because isn't it like the giant pot with like arms and legs on it, and that's an Elden Ring boss?
So just
a confession booth.
I think it'd be funny if it was a confession booth, but it just acts like a thwomp from Mario, or like those like big boulder guys that are like, and they fall over, and they squish you.
Dude, that confession
booth confess your sins.
That confession booth be running after me. Imagine it like running at me, but it's running on its hands and legs.
Oh, like on all fours?
Yeah, but like it has normal hands. Like not four
what
legs.
What if the confessional had sexy legs?
No. Anyway, we have topics, right?
Yeah, I have a topic. I want to.
Just my brain being dumped out into like onto a desk, pretty much.
Yeah, I have come across a couple topics that like interest me in a way.
Ooh, do tell.
I think about whether it scares me or if it's like. Something that's just in my brain now that's not, like, anything spooky. I learned about what Dreamcore was yesterday.
Oh, no.
You don't like Dreamcore stuff?
I have a feeling I know what this is. I'm going to take a stab at defining it before I even know what it is.
Go ahead.
You said it was a type of music?
No, it's an aesthetic.
Okay, Dreamcore. All right, I'm going to try...
But there is Dreamcore music, I think.
Okay, I really hope I'm wrong with this, but is it related to the Minecraft YouTuber dream?
No.
Okay, you know what? I'm fine now. You can move forward. I was really afraid you were about to say, like, I've been really getting into dream, like...
No, ew, vomit fuel.
Just in general, I mean, okay.
None of that Dream SMP shit I'm into. But Dreamcore is essentially... if you look it up, you'll find images that you'll find somewhat familiar in, like, sort of a spooky sense. Like, they have, like, qualities to them that make them familiar, but to an extent where it gives you an eerie and creepy vibe somewhat. Some people are comforted by Dreamcore because it's familiarity.
Dreamcore.
But some people find it scary because it relates too much to their childhood.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Dreamcore.
You'll have a lot
of. Just like
of
look at images. Will that be fine?
Yeah, look at images.
I don't know. When I type in Dreamcore, I just see freaking computer cases.
Oh, is that a brand?
I guess it's a brand of computer case. You're right. It is comforting in a sort of way. Dreamcore aesthetic. Is that what I look up?
Yeah, look up Dreamcore aesthetic. You'll find many different images that.
Oh.
May spark familiarity, but may not.
Why is there some bloodshot eyes with, like, wings on it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know about that. Let's see if it's just... I'm using Brave browser on mobile, so maybe that's just Brave.
Oh, use Google. You'll find more of a... Or maybe Opera or something. You'll find more
Dream
stuff
core
for it.
Aesthetic. Nope. Similar stuff.
Oh.
This one, I'm looking at different ones. There's one of just a black figure in a doorway, so that's cool.
That's great.
I'm not seeing the appeal here. It makes me slightly uncomfortable.
It makes you uncomfortable.
Well, this is something that says this place is paradise, and then overlapping it says purgatory, and it's time stamped for January 6th, 2013.
Yeah.
Dreamcore. Like, there,
a lot of stuff that people find are similar to Dreamcore is, like, long pools, I've noticed.
Long pools.
Mushrooms.
I'm seeing a lot of eyes, and I don't appreciate the eyes.
Playground sets, like McDonald's Play Place, or, like, the Chuck E. Cheese, like, playground. Or just a park, really. Birthday party rooms, that sort of stuff. Something that's somewhat familiar. Daycare rooms.
Am I just getting a different set? Because I keep getting, like, eyeballs with, like, mushrooms on them. There's one where it's a pillow that says, nothing is real, wake up, everything is a lie, you're not real, with, like, checkered floor to a red door at the end of a hallway. Like, this is concerning.
I'm not sure.
There's a lot of eyes, like, a lot of high, like, realistic eyes, like, cheaply.
Are you putting Dreamcore in two words or one?
One.
Okay.
Dreamcore aesthetic, that's what I'm getting. And, there's one where it's, like, a, like, stock photo of a girl, like, holding her hands up, then a eye photoshopped to replace her head, like their whole head is the eye, and then it just says, it's okay, you're okay, I'm okay, they're okay, in like Arial black font. I gotta admit, Bubs, this is one of the weirder things you've ever shown me.
Because I found this last night, but like, this is just like a really weird, like, these images that
I'm really
seeing,
afraid that, like, you're gonna send me a picture and it's gonna be, like, eyes and nothing of that and everything of that, but, like, you're gonna be insistent that it's, like, no, it's, like, clouds. You don't see it? And it's, this is how I find out that I have, like, some sort of visual mental illness.
No, I found this last night. Me and a bunch of friends of mine were playing a game, and it had stuff similar to this. It's just supposed to be images that remind you of your childhood or something that you've seen in the past in a dream, perhaps.
That's so weird. You're getting such vastly different results from what I'm getting. Like, I don't even know how to describe some of these things to you.
Like, a lot of it that I'm seeing is, like, rolling hills with, like, houses and white picket fences. And It's kind of messing with my brain a little bit.
Yeah, you and I are getting vastly different things. Let me.
I don't know how to help you.
How? Why is this happening to me? I am more than just a dream. Yeah, I'm getting some freaky stuff. I'm getting, like, nightmare-like fuel. Like, actual, like not like, oh, that's gonna scare me in my night. Like,
oh, actually, there is creepy eyes and see, stuff.
This feels less out. Like, this feels like just deep-rooted memories type stuff.
Yeah.
With a softness applied over it and just super colorful.
I'll assure you, I'm definitely getting eyes okay. and stuff, and eyes and mushrooms.
Are you
stuff.
Getting eyes? I am getting eyes.
There are eyes here. I see a lot of it, but I'm mostly getting images that are supposed to invoke the feeling that Dreamcore gives you.
What? This is just a play place. This looks like a McDonald's play place. This is, am I real? What?
I'm sorry,
that looks like a really, like, obfuscated meme to me.
That's cursed. Yo, there's, like, a Monster Energy drink at the
wouldn't
bottom.
Wouldn't it be funny if we had existential crises in the McDonald's play place?
You want to question
existence in the play place? I'm sorry.
Like, the main source of, like, Dreamcore aesthetic stuff I found is playgrounds or, like, pools.
Wouldn't it be funny if we held hands while questioning our own mortality in a play place?
Oh, I found the PCs. I found them.
Be sure not to touch the metal rivets. They'll shock you. Static electricity. You'll feel alive when you get shocked by the metal rivets.
And a lot of it that I've figured out is that it's connected to some other sort of core stuff or different aesthetics. And I'll have to look at my history. There's one that I remember vividly.
To me, of just like weird Facebook images of like play places, or like the one that you just sent is just like, oh, this is a place where I could take my kids. Like that's what this energy reads to me.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's just a Facebook listing of like, I'm like a Facebook review or something.
Okay. And another one that I found that is similar to Dream Core is Lost Core. Which is very similar, but a lot more dark in nature, where it's like...
The lens cap is always on, but you're meant to feel what it was taking a picture of.
It's a lot more sinister looking than Dream Core. It's basically feeling as if you're a child again in a dream of like a playground or something similar to that, and having the scary feeling of being lost.
Okay.
That's what I understand
it's called
from
what
it.
Again?
Lost Core?
Lost Core.
Core.
Why are these all cores? Why are they called cores?
I'm not entirely
sure. The
only sure
cores I like are Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Downs beer audibly smacks lips, points at random child. Liberal.
What the fuck?
That's a Russian Badger reference.
See?
What?
Some of the stuff on here is
I looked
funny.
Up Lost Core aesthetic, and I just see a picture of just a bunch of Marlboro Red packs on the ground.
Oh, no, I see that, too. I see that.
What the what? You got some weird vibes, Bubs. I just want to be loved. What? This is just three anime girls
blowing
their
brains out. No, I don't relate
to
any of this. I found this. This is not relating at all. It's just... It scares me. It's weird.
This feels like this is like... This feels like what a 14-year-old who's really depressed would look at. This
bro, one of the Lost Core images is just a screen cap from Super Mario 64.
What?
It like one of the pictures is just like the picture of the cloud room that's made of bricks.
Oh my gosh, hold on. So this is okay, so I'm going to try to give you some sort of mental image to what I'm looking at, okay? Please don't touch me, like stylized like PLS. Please don't touch me. I said no. I'm just a kid. Why can't I forget? I'm getting really dizzy. Stop it. I'm scared of you. I can't see it. Stupid, worthless child. Do you feel like... What? And then here... So apparently there's a bunny associated with, like, Hello Kitty. And it's just that as well as a pink AK-47.
What the...
I have no clue. It's called Trauma Core.
Yes. That was the next thing I was going to talk about. Trauma Core.
I feel like these different things shouldn't be categorized because this is just like the mad ramblings of children. And they're like, it's actually like a really deep aesthetic. It's like, no, you're just spewing half-baked.
No, there is a thing with Trauma Core. It's a bit weird looking. It's very much like, it looks like child ramblings. But the... definition that came with it when I read it on Wikipedia last night is that it's heavily tied to children who are predominantly female who go through sexual abuse.
What?
So, and a lot of it, like, the colors of it is, like, pink and gray and black and stuff like that. And a lot of it is, like, bedroom, like, people think that the aesthetic is tied to beds covered in mold or like
I feel like this
childlike
is some...
things covered in dirt and filth and mold, like something that's innocent turned dark and deceptive.
I feel like this is a wonderful like thesis statement for some psychology major. Like some psychology major could actually write like a doctorate paper on what in God's name is this? And let's figure out why it's happening. Why are children taking pictures? Why are children taking pictures of empty pink rooms and going, do you see me? I can feel your eyes. Like, why are they doing this?
Or taking a picture in the like at the bathroom with dirty tiles and grout and being like, "Stop yelling at me."
I feel myself becoming less and less of a person. I don't know. I like anybody who's gone through actual trauma. Obviously, I want them to be better, but this just feels like a really weird way to cope. A very unhealthy, unhelpful way to cope. I don't know what I don't even know.
I definitely kind of agree with that sentiment.
I like it's very, very strange and does not seem healthy in any way.
I feel like the people who are involved in this are very hurt people and they have no other way of expressing it.
So when they open up so Microsoft many other Paint.
Options. There's so many other options for you to do than to do this, you know?
GIMP is free, man. You don't need to use Paint. Use Microsoft Paint. Oh, I'm minimizing an issue for comedy's sake.
I mean, you don't have to go on an app on your phone and just add text over, like, random images.
Yeah, I feel like this is just really unhelpful and kind of gets you categorized as a freaking weirdo.
Like, this one, it's like a heart-shaped, like, bowl, and it has, like, mold in it. It says, "No amount of soap or bleach or alcohol could ever make me clean."
Good lord. Yeah, that's trauma stuff.
That's
trauma. That sounds like trauma.
That's upsetting.
I'm upset. Anyway,
If you need to reach out to somebody for help, there's tons of hotlines you can look up. I'll leave them in the description of this podcast.
Don't talk to me about them because I'm not equipped at all to help anyone on that.
There are plenty of websites to help you find free or affordable ways to get therapy. There, you could go to BetterHelp if you have a little more money and get the therapy that you deserve.
Did you bring this all up to tell me that we're sponsored by BetterHelp?
We are not sponsored by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is the number. We're now sponsored? Okay, never mind. I won't say anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything if we're not sponsored.
I found all that out yesterday.
That's so strange.
It's been consuming my thoughts.
That's a weird microcosm that you just stumbled upon. Isn't that so strange how like there's just these different like vertical communities almost of just weirdness? That's strange.
Like, the music behind it is odd, too. Like, there is this song that I was listening to that was put in the background of one of the games we were playing. And it appeared in my dream last night. Like, I heard it. And it was
that
scary.
That genuinely sounds demonic. I would get away from that. That, I don't like. I don't like that.
It was called a bunch of Japanese characters I can't necessarily pronounce, unfortunately. But the main, like, English word in it is glass.
Yeah, I'm glass. Being 100% genuine. I would keep far away from that. That does not seem healthy. I don't. Stay away from that.
I was talking to my friends about it last night. Like, it was oddly comforting, but also felt sinister and, like, it made my bones rattle.
I'm being serious, Bub. Stay away from that. There's not a single twinge of, like, jokingness. Like, I'm laughing because I'm concerned. I would stay away from that if it's doing that.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't worry about it. You don't gotta investigate that. If it makes your bones rattle, no. No, don't be the frickin' random, like, don't be the generic white kid in a horror movie going, like, "What's that alien sound in the frickin' attic? I'm gonna go check alone without a flashlight."
Man, that's so scary. I better check it out right now.
Yeah, guys, I better go check it out. And, like, everyone else is just like, okay, I mean, I guess
and
we're gonna
survive.
And
their body turns inside out.
Yeah, don't be that just like, I need to know more. It's like, no, there's some things are just better not knowing. It's the ignorance is bliss, baby.
I'm scared. I want to know if someone else feels this way about this music.
If you feel this way, you consider supporting us at anchor.fm and giving us money to tell us that.
Have you experienced Dreamcore or any of its subsidiaries? Please let us know.
That reminds me, honestly, like, of a very random, concerning, like consistent dream that I used to have. I guess I consider it a nightmare. Where I would feel like I was having every atom in my body pushed through the eye of a needle, but I could feel it. That, yeah. Or the idea of everything being very smooth and then very not smooth very quickly and concerning. Like not like, I mean, like in an empty, like 90s hellscape of some sort of like nothingness. And then I'm genuinely saying this is like, I've dreamed this of like everything being very smooth and then everything moving very fast and getting jagged and scary. And then I get forced through a hole. My whole being forced through a hole. No blood or anything. God, luckily. But, like, feeling
that's
everything.
Scary.
Yeah, no, it was a little spooky, you know. It's a little spooky. Concerning for me. I didn't enjoy it.
I remember I had a dream very similar, off topic, before I talk about it. What you said reminded me of this meme that I have.
It's just a... You have made light of a childhood nightmare with a rat that looks like it was smoothed down. God, I love our generation.
It's a cat toy.
That sounds like a pretty existential nightmare, man, but you know what that reminds me of?
Sandpapered nice and smooth.
That reminds me of a Twitter meme I saw. Hold on. Your existential dread and nightmare from your youth? Yeah, that reminded me of a Twitter meme.
No, okay,
let me show it to you real quick. That is our entire generation in a nutshell. Oh, what, like, you know what, terrible things happening? Hey, you know what this reminds me of? Chungus. Oh my gosh, our generation's laughing into a coffin. Jeez.
I had a dream somewhat similar. My aunt used to live, like, 5 minutes down the road from me. And I used to hang out at her house all the time and play with my cousins. And this dream started in that house, and there were these things that looked like rubber balls or some similar
balls.
Thing to that.
Continue.
Balls or something connected to the floor.
Balls. Continue.
It's like, imagine, imagine like a dodgeball like phasing into the floor, like halfway into it, and completely white. Imagine that.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want. Well, I don't want to.
But they were smooth in texture, like you were saying about that one dream where everything was smooth, and after a while, I was, you know how in dreams you walk really slow or you move really slow? It was like I had to crawl on all fours because my body would not let me stand up. So I was crawling on the ground trying to get to my aunt's room.
Jeez.
And the dodgeballs or whatever, they started inflating so that I was being squished to death.
Oh, you know what? You know what you had? You had a mental remix of that scene from The Incredibles.
What? Oh, the balls.
The balls.
The balls that consume Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, you literally had, like, your brain was just like, yo, wouldn't that be funny if that happened to us? But also, let's change enough details to where she thinks this is original thought. Let's go.
I mean, I don't know. It was a dream I had when I was a kid, so.
It would make sense. So a lot of times.
I hate that I remember it so vividly.
Some nightmares. Okay, there's one nightmare that I had as a kid that is a dumb nightmare as an adult. I was afraid of the toilet for some reason.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a completely irrational fear. I wasn't actually afraid of the toilet. Like, I wasn't really. I think.
Were you afraid of things coming out of the toilet?
I've always been scared of that. Like, I always checked the toilet before, but I'm just like, if a snake's gonna bite my butthole, it's just gonna happen, and I can't do anything to prevent it. But, the nightmare to me was, it was an amalgamation of, like, some childhood things. My older brother loved Crocodile Hunter. This was before Steve Irwin died. Mm-hmm. And so I was on a roll, and we'd also gone to Cedar Point recently, and I couldn't go on any of the rides. So this was an amalgamation of, like, three different things. I was scared of toilets. So the toilet threw me on a roller coaster. The roller coaster went through a swamp, and then the swamp dumped me into a pit of alligators where Steve Irwin was waving at me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a stupid dream now, but like as a kid, I was like, yo, I need to not have that happen to me anymore.
That's a knife.
That's a knife. That's Crocodile Dundee.
I know.
It's not Steve Irwin. Put some respect on his
name. I'm joking. Whatever. That guy, I'm sorry. He got stabbed by a fucking manatee. Nope. Stingray.
He got stabbed by a manatee.
I said by a manatee.
A manatee, the smoothest animal in the underwater. The smooth, literally called a sea cow.
They bite.
But it's a smooth animal.
Literally the equivalent. What if it had a knife?
Dude.
What if it had a knife?
The manatee did have a knife if he stabbed Steve Irwin, but the fact that you said a manatee, the smoothest, non-sharp animal.
Okay, the reason I said manatee is because I was thinking of a manta ray. They both start with man.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Just, that was so incredibly incorrect. That was so, impressively incorrect. Manta ray, sharp, evil sea pancake versus manatee. Literally, we call it sea cow. It is a sea cow.
Manatees are so cute.
Manatees are pretty dang big.
They're pretty dang big, but they're pretty dang cute, like cows.
I have no opinion on manatees because I've never seen one and I've never eaten one. So I really have no opinion whatsoever.
People eat manatees?
I don't know. I mean, sounds like a thing.
Have you eaten a manatee? Let us know.
By supporting us at Anchor.fm.
By supporting us at Anchor.fm. If you've eaten a manatee before, don't support us.
I feel like they're protected animals, so maybe they won't. But let's see. Manatee steaks. That's what I'm looking up. Hunting for manatee. 25 years ago. Blah, 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 manatee steaks. Finally, on FloridaHillbilly.com. Over the weekend, my family and I made road trip 4 hours west of Tampa in order to visit some friends, blah, 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 blah. The reason I mentioned... So it had 1.6 million sea cows. Okay, I don't care.
I love this podcast. There's so many cool things happening at once.
I quickly stashed the contraband. Oh my gosh,
what?
Yeah, no, I assume they're a protected animal. Yo, this dude ate his freaking manatee. Yo! You can do it!
And if you're Christopher Columbus, a manatee ate you out.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day. Oh. No, it's not true.
Do you know about that? Christopher Columbus had sex with a manatee.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He thought they were mermaids.
Then his taste in women was very large. Yo! Yo, yeah, there's manatee steak recipes. Hold on, is this one? This one isn't an April Fool's joke as well, right? Don't do this to me. Yeah, frickin', there's a diagram of like where the best cuts are from.
No, manatee.
It has a mild taste and readily adapts to recipes for beef. It is a sea cow. You heard it here first, folks. See, manatees taste like steak. So go get hunting. Go out
there. If you eat manatees, don't support this channel. If you don't eat manatees, you're legally obligated.
What are you talking? No. We want their money if they eat manatees. Do you know how rich you have to be able to eat a manatee?
You know how little people eat manatees?
Like small people eat them? Are they like piranhas?
No, what a small amount of people eat manatee?
I don't know.
There's probably like, it's probably as common as like, it's like 1% of the planet has eaten a manatee, you know?
Yeah, so I want to make that number bigger.
Or even less than that. No, don't make the number bigger.
Why not? I want to try manatee.
People of our generation don't even have the money to have a home. What makes you think they're going to buy a manatee?
It's the simple things in life. It's the simple things in life. Hold on. I'm going to ask my wife real quick. She's in the studio adjacent to me. Hey, sweetheart. Would you eat a manatee steak if it was offered to you? She says probably.
No.
That's my wife,
don't.
Maybe.
Manatees are so sweet and cute.
They're cute, but like so are cows.
That's true, I guess.
You don't stare at. She says you don't stare at a picture of anything while you're eating it, and that's fair.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at manatees afterwards and you appreciate their beauty, and also you could have appreciated their flavor. Really, I'm actually a better person for wanting to eat manatee because I want to appreciate all of the animal. You just want to appreciate the looks of them. You are a skin deep kind of animal lover, aren't you? You don't care about their flavor. That's pretty selfish.
Are you done?
I could keep going.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
I care about more than just the manatee's looks, right? I care about the flavor, how much fat is on them, because you know what? Gosh dang it, they're beautiful creatures, but they could also be delicious creatures. And you don't appreciate that. You just are like, oh, you're effectively catcalling manatees. You're just like, oh yay, baby, is you a cutie? You don't even care about how they taste. How do the manatees feel?
I really bet that you smell like blue cheese, dude. You smell like blue cheese.
Bro, blue cheese is the grossest thing. I remember when I was a kid, somebody handed me like I okay, so I was at a buffet, I think, and I saw blue cheese.
Okay.
I thought it was ranch because I like ranch, and I got myself a little cup to like dip my chicken nuggies in because I like chicken nuggies and ranch. And so I dipped it, and like I could not fathom why anyone would subject themselves to blue cheese. And I was like, why did they lie to me?
You're like, oh,
They play.
oh,
I felt like my senses
oh.
were flashbanged. I didn't appreciate it. Like, you ever had that moment when your brain completely fools you? Like, I remember when I worked at this chicken place in high school, and we didn't get like lunch breaks or anything, but the deal was that we could get as much chicken as we wanted, like literally just grab it off the line and put it on a plate. And as much dipping sauce, as much drinks as we want, but like we didn't get a lunch break, so it was a even itself out kind of thing. So I had a point where I kept just drinking soda every night because I like soda, and then I started giving it myself where I was like, okay, you know what? I'll just drink Sprite, and I'll only have one Sprite once a night. Like whenever I work, I'll have only a single Sprite. So I would drink it, but then sometimes I'd go get water, and because they're slightly similar in like visual. I'd sometimes drink the water thinking it was Sprite, and my brain was like, "Ah, what the fuck? No, that's water." But for a split second, like, so just imagine like the flavor of Sprite, like that fresh crispiness, and then I get like flat water that has no taste to it, really, and just expecting one thing and getting another thing, like your senses really play trick. Like I could almost swear to you that I tasted Sprite for the split second it entered in my mouth. Anyway, what about you, Bubs?
Sprite, oh.
Look, some Sprite.
See, I don't think we're gonna be able to
I
quit
don't
that
think
bit
so. I
because it's
really don't
funny.
think so. I think we can minimize it though. Getting better.
We're getting
Like a
better, ladies and
fiend. Like
gentlemen.
a fiend. Come on, man. I can make
Soon enough,
one
I'm
more
gonna
vomit joke. Come on.
fake
Just one more. Just one more gagging
just
joke.
one
Come on.
more for good old time's sake.
All right.
My thing is like one day I'm gonna be like, ha, and I'm gonna actually throw up on my table.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, I really forced out you just throw up on your keyboard and desk? Oh
Speaking
my
of
gosh, oh
throwing
my gosh,
up,
like I hear you slipping it as you're trying to go get.
it's like a wet slap, like.
Oh God. It's that sound of like somebody who the like the almost distinct sound of like somebody not being okay, just like I just hear you go
Oh, it reminds me of that guy that like drinks a soda
I
without
love
burping. He's like,
that video
I don't know what
so
to do.
much. I love that video so much. I watched another version of the same guy. He did it. It was because of the Batman, and it was just like, Alfred, drink this Sprite without stopping. And he's like, of course, Master Bruce. And he starts drinking it, and he like rips a burp. And he's like, I'm sorry, I failed you, Master Bruce.
You know, we just said we minimized it, and look what we did.
Say what?
We just said we minimized how much we make vomit jokes, but look what we did.
Oh no, we did more.
We did more.
Okay, I won't do it anymore. I feel like our supporters need to tell us, like, actually, if this is too much. Like, I think they need to actually tell us. Our supporters and our viewers need to, like, be like, yo, can you chill on the throw-up sounds, please?
Yeah, and if you don't say anything, we're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, what are you going to do, write into us? You wouldn't do that, nerd. I'm looking at you, Daniel.
Curly.
See, I'm just really hoping there's someone named Daniel here.
Mm. Yeah, we're talking to you,
Sigmund.
Dustin.
Do you know the likelihood of someone named Sigmund in our audience?
Sigmund. What is that name?
That's a name.
I've never even heard that before.
Sigmund Freud?
Oh, yeah. Right.
See, you just associate them as together. But I'm an intellectual. Freud and Sigmund aren't the same word to me.
You're a South Park character in real life. Shut up. You're made of paper. Get out of my face. You're made of paper.
Actually, did you know South Park is animated in Maya? Which is like one of the most complex 3D render engines out there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's made in Maya. It's really freaking weird.
All I know about Maya, my friend uses it for his game modeling stuff. It is terrible and it crashes a lot.
Well, so does everything. Everything crashes a lot. Anything creative, like programs, they all crash all the time.
Maya will crash every 5 minutes.
I'm going to vent about Adobe here for a second. Again, I've done this before.
Hi.
Okay, Premiere.
Hi, Adobe.
Adobe Premiere, okay? I have this issue where it pretty much, the way I export, don't you yawn at me. The way I export episodes for my job, right, I get what's called a slate and bars and tones. So bars and tones is just, it's kind of an older thing. It's not really done as much anymore, but it's pretty much for broadcast to dial in the sound and for other
It's a
reasons.
Lot like Boots and Cats, but...
No.
No, bars and tones, no. Boots and Cats.
No.
It is.
Anyway. So I have to put those on the front of them. So I take the sequence, which is the entire episode. I edit the entire episode, and then I take the entire episode into what's called a sequence, and I put and I nest that into another sequence that has the bars and tones and all the stuff that's required for export. Okay, the entire thing needs to be 28 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, I will take that sequence, move it into my larger sequence, and it will change the timestamp only sometimes. They will, oh. and then I'll go into a previous episode that's also supposed to be 28 minutes and 30 seconds. And then I'll go and I'll check and I'm like, the timestamps both say that they're 28:30. But if I drag it into this one, it makes it a second and 23 frames longer for a reason I cannot find. And no one else has this problem but me. And it makes me feel like I'm crazy because I constantly have this happen to me. Every time I drive, there's no rhyme or reason for it. And all of the sequences are 28 minutes and 30 seconds, but sometimes they're not. They're 29 and 23 frames. It doesn't make any sense.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
Breathe. Okay, put your socks back on. We're going to take you back to your cell, okay?
I like how they taste.
Okay, you just put on your socks. We're gonna take you back.
Whoa.
We're gonna bring you some lunch, okay?
Is it pills again? It's always pills.
No, we're gonna.
It's always syringes and pills with you people.
No. You're gonna have some food and you're gonna take a nap, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You like dinosaur nuggies?
Is there ranch?
There is ranch. It is not blue cheese,
I promise.
It's
not blue cheese, is it?
It's not blue cheese.
I will go postal if it's blue cheese.
It is not blue cheese, it is
there,
ranch.
I will, without hesitation, kill everyone in this mental asylum.
I will show you...
And then myself, if this is blue cheese.
I will show you that it's ranch by pouring it out of the Hidden Valley Ranch bottle.
I don't like Hidden Valley.
What do you want?
I genuinely...
What kind of ranch do you like?
That's not a bit. I genuinely don't like Hidden Valley.
What kind of ranch do you like?
This is going to sound weird, but I like Parmesan ranch from Olive Garden.
Okay, we'll get you some Parmesan ranch from Olive Garden.
It comes
okay?
in the bottles from the store, but it's not the same as from when it comes from the restaurant.
Is it okay if we grab it from the bottle and not go to fucking Olive Garden?
No, I will kill myself.
Packet of Parmesan?
I will kill myself.
Okay, go on and get some Parmesan.
This bit's going on too long. This is too stupid. This is too dumb.
This is stupid. This is supposed to be a spooky, scary bit, and you fucking ruined
it. How is that supposed to be a spooky, scary bit? It's the idea of me being in a mental asylum going postal if I get blue cheese ranch.
Well, you made it about chicken nuggies. I was just saying...
You brought up the chicken... Don't make this about me with the chicken nuggies. You brought up the chicken nuggies.
It was supposed to be like, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. And you didn't do that. You were just like, okay.
You gave me no guidance.
What am I eating? How am I supposed to give you guidance in the middle of a bit?
You're supposed to look at me and kind of communicate that.
I can't look at... I don't have my camera on.
You can't look at me in the
eyes?
You
see this camera? It's not on. I can't. No. Nah. I'm not in front of you.
You're afraid of me. I see how it is.
I'm not in front of you.
A lot of people are afraid of greatness. I understand.
If you'd like to fund a trip where I see Manny in person, IRL, support us on
anchor.fm slash the Bibble Babble.
Bibble Babble. Now.
We're going to need about $10,000. We're gonna do this like a Kickstarter.
$10,000.
We're gonna do this like a Kickstarter where like we get like way more money than we're supposed to. We get like $500,000 and then we blow it all on like, I don't know,
boats and hoes.
Let's just spend it all on subs to different Twitch streamers. My favorite Twitch streamer is Mr. Manimator. He's not streaming right now, but I just feel like he deserves money in general.
My favorite Twitch streamer is Jonah Scott.
Who?
He's a voice actor, and I've followed him for a very long time. He's one of my favorite voice actors. He voice acts Legoshi from Beastars. He voice acts in JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, but I don't remember what character. Hold on, I gotta look up his fucking IMDb.
I thought you said you knew that guy.
I do. I met him, and he's so sweet. I love him so much. There's a Twitch clip of where I met him on a friend's channel.
Oh, really?
Nathaniel VA, I think, is his Twitch name. And he is the sweetest person. I met him on Overwatch when I was playing with my friends, and they were like, "Ah, go talk to him, go talk to him!" And I went in there, and he invited me to his group, and I was like, holy shit! And I was like, hello? And his friends were like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, okay, hello. And then Jonah figured out his mic on Overwatch, and he was like, hello? And I was and I had a heart attack, and I died on camera.
I thought you said you didn't have a camera.
I do have a camera, it's just not on. I said, like, look at this camera, it's not on.
You're just afraid. Nerd.
You're stupid.
I'm actually still working on that Halo video, by the way. I'm still working on it. Toiling away, trying to make it funny. Funny and informative.
Sorry. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, that made my ears ring. I clapped so loud my ears ring now. That's not good. I'm pretty sure I have tinnitus at the age of 23. Tinnitus, for those of you who don't know, is a constant ringing in your ears.
Oh, he plays Aiden Caldwell in Dying Light 2.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Recently,
he voiced Bluto in Pokemon. Okay,
good,
cool.
Good for him.
He is cool.
I don't like a lot of anime voice actors. I'm sure they're nice people. I don't like anime. Me and my wife got the new Lego Star Wars game.
Is it good?
I don't know. So my wife grew up with the original one, like on the PS2. No, okay. I'm sorry, dear. She's correcting me. It was on the Wii. Right?
Wii.
She was on the Wii, and so she's used to that. So like, a lot of the content overlaps because in this newest one, they have all 9 movies. Where the one she grew up with had what, 6? The 6 movies. So I had 6 movies. So she's like, we're playing through the first level, and she's just like, this isn't at all how it used to be. I don't know. I think it's a good game. Hey, babe, final review of Lego Star Wars, even though you've played it twice. You hate it?
The thing that finally got me
You really hate it.
The cuts are terrible.
The cuts?
Yeah. Like, you heard it here first, folks. They hated it. His wife hated it.
Oh, well, that's not... I'm pretty sure that's the Switch version, babe.
Babe, it's like having... It has you do, like, little tiny things.
She says it has you do, like, little tiny things and then makes you go to the next story segment immediately. Like, loading screen on loading screen, pretty much. Like, back to back. And that bothers her. She doesn't like it. It's also because she doesn't like it because it's third person and not, like, above the arena where, like, the person just runs around. So she's having to aim things.
Uh-huh.
So are we taking that back? Okay, we're taking it back. We bought it expecting it to be, like, a fun, like, couples game, and then it was, it was not that. Yeah, we're going to take it back. We're going to get Kirby.
Kirby's Forgotten Land. He swallows Jamal and he's a Kong.
Dude, I played the demo. Jamal mode actually slaps. Jamal, for those of you who don't know the extended Manimator of Universe lore, Jamal has always been, will always be. He is a traffic cone with a hat on. But he's more than that. He's Jamal.
He's a father.
A son.
He's a son.
As an S-U-N. He is the center of our universe.
Wow.
Yeah, Jamal's pretty cool.
Son named Jerome.
I'm pretty
Jerome
excited.
Is adorable.
I'm no lie. I actually genuinely enjoyed playing the demo. The demo is actually like 3 levels. Like, they give you a lot to do in the demo. Yeah, it was a good time.
Kirby was always one of my favorite video game characters.
I actually have played the original, like the first Game Boy game, actually on a Game Boy. When I was a kid, really liked it. It was a good game.
I had the Kirby 20th anniversary edition video game that they created for the Wii. And I got to play all the old games on it, and I loved it.
You know what's a game? Actually, it's either we're going to take Lego Star Wars back and either get Kirby, or we're going to get Mario Galaxy. Because Miss has never played Mario Galaxy.
Oh.
She's never once played.
What about Mario Odyssey?
She's played Mario Odyssey, but she's never played Galaxy, and Galaxy's a lot of fun.
Galaxy is a lot of fun.
Galaxy is like my childhood Mario game. That was my childhood Mario game, was Galaxy. I never played Galaxy 2, though.
My parents did the foolish thing of giving me Super Mario Galaxy 2 before 1.
They made the ill decision of giving you Mario Galaxy 2 before 1? What, yeah. Are they stupid? Get an account? You know, two comes after one, not vice versa. Bubs' parents. Patricia, I'm assuming.
Nope, that's not my mom.
Patricia and Gerald.
You'll never guess my parents' names ever.
Tembim. That's your mom's name. Your mom's name is Tembim.
No.
Samantha.
No. That Bill. Is the name of Curly's character, though. Bill?
Your mom's name is Bill.
No.
This
became a guessing game.
Yeah, and I guess I don't care enough to keep playing.
Ba-dum-ba-ba-dum-ba-dum.
We're at the end of this now, dude.
Yeah, we're getting to the end point here. 6 more minutes remaining, unless we want to cut it off early.
I kind of need to cut it off early.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, dude, we got an hour of content.
We got 54 minutes of content.
Yeah. Not good content, but
guys.
It's there.
Shut up. Don't say that or else they won't listen.
It's at the end. They already did listen. By the way, we need to talk about our supporters.
Oh, thank you to our supporters. Cody. You guys know Cody. Codfish. Curly Cinnamon and Purple, thank you so much for being our supporters. Because of your amazing donations, I was able to buy myself a new mouse. And it makes editing a lot easier.
I just expected to hear like a squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, no.
And you just like crush it in your hands.
No.
I bought a new mouse just to watch its life leave its body.
No, but my mouse recently was double clicking when I was trying to just click and hold it. Ooh, and it was pissing me off. So
which mouse did you get?
I got a Razer Death Adder. That's my mouse currently. It's got four buttons. It's got a cool little scroll wheel. It lights. It's RGB, but mostly green, I think.
But I just imagined you saying it's got one button. It's just.
It's got one button.
It's one button, and guess what? It's the middle click button. Other mice Woo-hoo! Are required to left click and right click.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you everyone so much for listening to this episode of the Bibble Babble. I'm Shell Bubbles. That's Mr. Manimator. Yeah. And he's cool and epic. Check out his stuff. Look up Mr. Manimator. You'll find him.
Yeah.
Look up Shell Bubbles or Bubble Shell. You'll find my Twitter or something. And we'll see you, or no, we'll hear you.
Yeah, we're listening.
In the next podcast.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm in your walls. I'm in their walls. This is
you're
the truth.
You're not. It's not real.
Yes. What are you talking about? Now you're trying to gaslight a figment of their imagination.
Look, watch. Am I going to knock on my wall and you're going to be there?
Yeah.
Look.
Ow.